The scientists at the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change are in agreement. The Earth is getting hotter, and according to a World Meteorological Organization report issued yesterday, 2011 has been one of the hottest years on record, and the warmest 13 years of average global temperatures have all occurred in the last 15 years. So if the science is in, why are world leaders having such a difficult time tackling the issue of climate change? One of the main factors, according to many here at the UN Climate Summit in Durban, is a lack of commitment from the United States. Today, leaders of several major environmental NGOs, including Oxfam, the Sierra Club, and the Union of Concerned Scientists, presented a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressing concerns that U.S. negotiators are blocking progress at the UN Climate Summit. Achilles Berya Uhanga, a climate delegate from Uganda, is the executive director of the East African Nature Alliance.
I think there must be a separation between the politics, the political talk, and the realities. The reality is that climate change is here, it is happening, and those realities must be separated from the politics so that people can see the real issues.
According to many here at the UN Climate Summit in Durban, a core reason why Americans aren't seeing those issues is due to the success in the U.S. of the climate denial movement. This is Donald Brown, professor of environmental ethics, science, and law at Penn State University.
I believe the success is larger, at least partly, because of the enormity of how well-financed and well-organized it is. There are 120 websites, 40 think tanks that ExxonMobil have funded. There's just enormous amount of money and organization and sophistication in figuring out how to manipulate a democracy. This is a democracy problem.
The UN negotiations on climate change will continue into next week in hopes of delivering a package of agreements to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions that scientists say are heating up the planet. From Durban, South Africa, this is Kelly Benjamin.